Welcome to Snadnot. Snadnot is a comedy and ASMR podcast. The conversations in this podcast are not medical advice. I swear to God I am not kidding about this. Don't you dare make medical decisions based on this podcast. If you have questions or concerns about your health, find a qualified professional to talk to about your very specific needs. Good luck and enjoy the show.
Okay, everybody. No, I hate it.
No, that sounded good.
We're starting over. Great. I'm going to talk faster.
It's important that you do, because when people are listening to podcasts, they're just like, get this over with. I'm tired of this.
I mean, you know how to like speed it up afterwards, right? Without changing the tone.
Okay. We're going to talk for 6 hours and it's going to be a 30-minute podcast.
Okay. Part of this conversation has been removed for your safety and entertainment.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going,
Great
Conrad?
To be here. It's a fantastic opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to produce this podcast.
Of course, Conrad. Yeah. So you may or may not know we're talking about diarrhea today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So just curious, have you ever had diarrhea?
Yes, it's very relatable to me because I also have diarrhea.
Okay, cool.
I had diarrhea today, actually.
Wow, but how it was bad. Scale of 0 to 10.
It was good. I would say 0 bad.
Okay, well, good talk, Conrad. Let's bring in our guest for today's episode, my good friend, comedian Brandi Buck Davis.
Ooh, howdy.
All right, so Brandi, this topic.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous name. Why you think it's so funny? It's very serious.
I know.
Part of this conversation has been removed for your safety and entertainment.
So we've talked about your diarrhea a lot before, and you've never gotten to the bottom of it, and that's what we're here to do today.
Wow, I'm really excited to get some answers.
Yeah. So, but before we get started, I guess, what's been up with you lately? I don't know if you want to talk about your life at all. It's probably kind of boring, compared to diarrhea.
Oh yeah, my life is pretty boring. Compared to my chronic problem, my disease of diarrhea. But really, that is most of what I do in my life.
Yeah, was it a problem? So you just went to Mexico.
I just went to Mexico.
Was your diarrhea a problem in Mexico?
Yes. Well, so now it is, now that I'm back. Mm-hmm. I've had 2 days of really bad. Well, I just got back today, but the past 2 days, it's been really bad, pretty constant.
Okay, so I'm glad you're here. This is your cause now.
Yeah.
As a public figure.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to be like the icon of diarrhea. Yeah. That's how people are going to know me on the streets. Diarrhea lady.
You're going to get famous after this.
I hope so. My mom was really rude to me about coming on this.
What? You told your mom you're going to tell everyone about your diarrhea?
I was complaining to my mom about the diarrhea, and then I told her I was doing that, and she was like, why would you talk about that in public?
It's going to help a lot of people. I don't know.
Exactly.
We're not in public right now.
But we are going to help a lot of people out there.
We're in someone else's home.
Yeah. No, this is a serious... we're going to learn a lot today. So I hope you're ready. But so, Brandi, do you feel like you know a lot about diarrhea other than personal experience?
No, I know almost nothing about except for how it feels and what people have told me about it. Because, you know, it really does affect my personal relationships.
Right,
at this point.
Right.
Because everybody who cares about me is like, why
are you talking about this all the time? Yeah, that's annoying.
And they're like, would you please go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Because we love you and we don't want you to be in pain anymore.
Yeah. Oh, pain. Okay. So you've had this problem. People have told you to get help, but you just don't.
No, I have gone to the doctor. Okay. Over the course of 5 years, I have gone to the doctor 2 times. Okay. But it's because the people that I talk to, and they're mainly friends, because friends are easier to come by than doctors. Mm-hmm. They're more convenient. That's why I'm talking to you. It's more convenient. But when I talk to friends, they always make it sound like it sounds like the treatment is such a pain in the ass.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today is the treatment.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of options. So I'm excited for you to hear about them. And this is coming from pretty good sources. I did go to college for diarrhea. I learned about that and other things. But the main thing that we're talking about are the recommendations from the American College of Gastroenterology. And these were published in 2020. So the most up-to-date information about diarrhea. I'm serious, Conrad. This is really like good. The expert's opinion on diarrhea. And I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of disagree with some of what they say. But remember, I'm not a doctor.
Okay, well, I don't care what they say. I'm going to listen to you.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you what they say. So, okay. What is the definition of diarrhea?
I think it's whenever liquid poo comes out of your booty.
Okay, that's a good, one answer. It can be related to the consistency, also the frequency.
Okay, well, I'm more of a frequency gal.
And watery.
No, more
consistency.
More frequency is usually loose stool, I'd say.
Okay, so how many?
This is very sexy.
How many times a day?
I mean, it varies, but probably like 8 to 12 or something. Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Probably every hour, maybe sometimes twice an hour. And if I'm nervous
like every
about something,
single day?
If I'm nervous about something like stand up, I'm like, I always have to know where the bathrooms are at the show because I'm probably gonna go to the bathroom three times before I go up.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all don't even know what I've been doing
this
up in the
bell. It's crazy because, like I said, there's not really like a defined definition, but sometimes, you know, doctors will say like normal would be like three times a day. It's like the maximum.
That's
normal.
How many times y'all poop a day? Is
no,
three
no,
times?
It's like anywhere. Oh. The normal range kind of, it's, you know, it's not black and white, but normal range generally is three times a week to
three times
a day to somewhere between three times a day to three times a
week. That's for healthy people.
You know,
okay.
Functioning, you know, well-functioning people.
Now I'm low-functioning, too.
I mean, anyway, wow, you really need help, Brandy. I'm glad that we're talking about this. So clearly, you know, it causes a problem in your life.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
But it is sometimes convenient. Like, I can go on a boat. If I do any water activities, it kind of doesn't really affect me that much. Like, if I go out on a boat or I go to the ocean.
What are you talking about? You could just go in the ocean, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh my god.
No, I'm not saying that. God, people would be able to see that. It's not like pee. So it's not translucent. So I don't know why. It just conveniently goes away when I'm near water.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh god.
Okay, let's focus in.
Let's be
this
serious.
Is not this funny. Okay. Let's jump back in.
Okay.
Diarrhea is bad because, like you said, you know, obviously a lot of your day is spent on it. You could spend that time doing other things. Mm-hmm. People, you know, miss work. And You can also die from dehydration. That could be a problem.
I do feel really thirsty all the time.
Yeah.
Some people
are
working from home. I'm working from the toilet, you know?
Wow. Okay. So actually the American Gastroenterological Association, this is a direct quote from them about why diarrhea is bad. You can see if you agree with this. They say it causes loss of confidence, self-respect, modesty, and composure.
Well, I already didn't have any of those things.
Okay, well, let's try to get you back or get you to some self-respect for the first time in your life and get you back to work.
That sounds nice.
Let's get started. So obviously we know that you should have seen a doctor already.
I did twice.
Oh yeah, but it didn't.
Well, no. So what happens is that I get a referral to a gastroenterologist,
mm-hmm.
the people you're talking about, and then the referral sits in my car for months or years until it expires.
Yeah.
And so I've never actually seen a gastro, just a primary care.
Okay. So basically one of the things is like if you've had diarrhea for more than 48 hours, you're supposed to see a doctor and you've had it for 5 years. Oh my God. No, but that's actually really common because people, you know, don't want to see the doctor. They're like embarrassed or whatever, or, you know, so you're just lazy, right? That's why you don't do it.
Yeah, it's mainly that.
It also could cost a lot of money depending on your insurance.
Well, people always are all like, oh, well, the treatment is going to be a camera shoved up your booty.
No,
or the treatment's going to be you have to mail your poop in the doctor.
That's not true at all. Who are you talking to? You're talking to people over 50 years old,
like,
aren't
that
you?
You'll have to, like, take little things out of your diet.
No.
And
okay.
Like, that sounds
actually,
like a pain in the ass.
That's true, but not necessarily. There's a lot of options, so we'll talk about that.
Cool.
Do you have blood in your ever?
Yeah, well, that was one of the most concerning things.
Oh, my God.
I thought I did. I thought I did, but then, okay, well, one time I thought I did, but then I just had some beet juice. So I was like, I was telling my roommates, like, oh my God, there's so much blood in my poo. Wow. And then they thought that it was real, but it was
beet juice. Yeah, that's bad.
But then another time, I think that it was just because I was doing it so often that my anus is cut up.
Yeah, yeah. I think so that's what, like, it could be. You know? Okay. Another warning sign would be if you have a fever, that could be a sign of infection. And so you might need to see a doctor for antibiotics. Severe pain. You said you have pain. Would you classify it as severe?
That's just today. Because I think I have, like, legit, I think I have some kind of stomach bug from Mexico. So today it is actually watery and it hurts my belly, my tum-tum, but my stomach.
Okay.
But... So.
But you
usually don't
have
any pain. No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Usually don't
that's
have
important.
Any pain.
So obviously, like we said, dehydration. So if you have severe dehydration, you could be like not peeing very much or dark pee, dry skin, feeling tired, fainting, rapid heartbeat, sunken eyes, etc. So anyway, warning signs. But so it sounds like your main warning sign, you don't really, other than having it for 5 years. You don't really usually have blood or pain or anything like that.
Not usually.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's talk about some of the things that can cause diarrhea. Obviously, food poisoning, that's like the main cause, and you think that happened to you in Mexico?
I think maybe.
Okay.
Because it's a little out of control right now.
Yeah. So inflammatory bowel disease. That would be usually if you have bloody diarrhea, that would be a sign you might have inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Lactose intolerance. Have you considered that?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about, too, because I like cheese so much. Mm-hmm. I'd really rather have diarrhea for my entire life than not get to eat cheese.
Well, there are options. Have you heard of lactose? Not to spoil it.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. My sister's husband takes lactose.
You don't want to do that?
No, I would totally do that.
Okay.
I get a prescription for that.
You don't need a prescription. It's over the counter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. I could have been lapping up
I'm
that
glad we're talking.
Well, I do usually drink almond milk.
Okay.
I eat a lot of cheese.
Celiac disease or gluten intolerance. Have you considered that?
Oh, see, I don't want to be one of those that's like goes to the pizza place and is like, I can only have gluten-free pizza.
So you'd rather have diarrhea 12 times a day?
Well, I really like pizza too.
Okay. So that's one of the things they would test you for that if you went to the gastro, probably if they thought you maybe had IBS, they would also test you for that if they're following the 2020 guidelines.
Okay.
From the American College of Gastroenterologists. Anyway, antibiotics commonly cause diarrhea. C. diff. You ever heard of C. diff?
I've heard of it.
That's what Tig had.
Tig Notaro. I love Tig Notaro.
Yeah, that's what she had. Was severe C. diff.
Well, great. I always wanted to be just like her.
Yeah, but I don't think you have C. diff. That's just, it's not a professional opinion. It's just a vibe that I'm getting. Anyway, so, but then we have this whole other class of diarrhea that's basically like, there's not really a known cause. There doesn't necessarily have to be a cause. And usually that would be classified as IBS, which is probably what you think you have or what most doctors would probably say.
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah. The two doctors I saw, one was like, well, I was a case manager then. I had a really stressful job. And she was like, it's probably stress. And I was like, well, great, because I'm always going to be stressed. So, and then the second doctor I saw was like, it's probably IBS. And then I was like, oh, are there medications you can take for that? And she was like, you can Google it. So that's what she told me. That was very helpful to me.
So probably if you went to a real doctor, they'd probably say you have IBS. Although one of the main things that actually defines IBS is generally like people with IBS have pain or what they call bloating. Like it's very common. And then usually when they defecate, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, I know what that means.
Wait, I'm
familiar.
Okay. Usually the pain goes away and it can be constipation or diarrhea, or sometimes they like have both, but it's usually mostly defined by the pain and that it's relieved by when they go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm pain free.
Okay. So maybe it wouldn't really be called IBS. You could also just call it idiopathic or whatever. Okay. So anyway,
but what about having like a worm in there? What if I've just had a worm in there for like 5 years?
Worm. I actually didn't even think of worms.
That would
maybe
be so
you do.
Funny. I've always wanted a pet.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, you know how people always say how you can always see corn in your mm-hmm. and it looks the same? All my food looks the same almost.
Oh, no.
Like, I totally can just see it all of it.
Oh, no, Brandy.
Like, I will, if I ate this a salad, I just see a salad in there.
This is really it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to help you, actually. But we'll just continue with
okay,
the program.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
So for IBS, technically the definition says you have to have had that like constipation, diarrhea, or, you know, discomfort, bloating 1 day a week for the last 3 months. And you have to have had this happening for more than 6 months. Would you say that's true about you?
Yes.
Okay.
Every day.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, okay, but is diarrhea liquid or loose stool?
Both, either one.
Okay, well then yes, every day for 5 years. Okay. I mean, I can't remember. I don't think I've had solid stool in the past 5 years at all.
Oh my god, this is crazy. Okay, I'm definitely not qualified for this. Okay, so anyway, like we said before, so you said you don't really have blood, weight loss, fever. If you were over age 50, that's when they would probably want you to do like a colonoscopy, but you're not over age 50. So okay. They really shouldn't have to look in your butthole or anything.
Oh, great.
Like
so that's
that.
The camera thing people mm-hmm. keep telling me
no,
about.
No, they wouldn't do that if they thought you had IBS.
Okay.
Or cool. They shouldn't. The American College of Gastroenterology recommends against doing colonoscopies for people you suspect of having IBS.
Oh, why is that?
Just because it's a waste of money and freaks people the fuck out. Yeah. About it, you know, yeah. They're like, oh, we're gonna test you for cancer when it's so unlikely that that's the cause if
right.
You're so young. So IBS, we don't really know what causes it. It could be just related to what types of bacteria you have in your gut or inflammation. Oh, one explanation though that I thought was interesting was like people have said that estrogen could cause increased gut sensitivity, so maybe you just have too much estrogen.
Maybe, but my sister thinks we have too much testosterone.
No, that was mostly a joke.
Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That was so ridiculous.
No, sorry. I'm sorry for making that joke.
I'm sorry about that.
I think, I mean, I thought you would be like happy. I don't know.
That I'd like to have
I thought
a lot
you would
of
think
estrogen.
It was, no, that you wouldn't like to. So I thought you'd think it was funny that I would joke about you having
yeah.
estrogen because you'd be like, no way.
No way. Because I'm a masculine butch
yeah.
daddy.
But anyway, okay, so you already talked about how you don't want to give up foods, and that is a recommendation. There's a specific diet for like IBS, low FODMAP.
What is that?
I don't know. I tried to look into it, but it's just so confusing, and it's such a long list of foods. It was just like I didn't have time to write it all down.
Well, see, yeah, you probably, I mean, gosh, I feel like the main point of living is food and sex. And
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe money, but.
Yeah.
So if you can't eat pizza or cheese.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I could try it.
Google it. If you decide it's worth it. Another thing would be like smaller portions. I read somewhere like that could help some people. Obviously stress can make it worse. So just be less stressed, I guess.
Yeah. See, that's the thing that it's like, I'm always going to be stressed out, but maybe it is connected to like mental health too, or social
anxiety.
Well,
you still don't have a therapist, right?
Well, no. So yeah. I'm going to get help.
Cause one of the treatments, this is kind of interesting to me. It's kind of big, and the ACG does recommend this. There's evidence behind it, and it's hypnotherapy for IBS specifically. But you do have to treat your underlying disorders first.
Right. There's a lot of work ahead
yeah,
of me.
You're going to have to take care of that.
Well, because I always thought I didn't have social anxiety because people... I don't want to brag, but people like me usually, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm a party girl.
Everyone loves you, Brandy.
But I'm a people pleaser. But then I realized I think I do have social anxiety because I'm so concerned about people's opinions of me.
Yeah.
So maybe that causes me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. To have this gastro issue.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So food. So if you want to try to prevent it, Alcohol can cause diarrhea. That's probably an issue for you, right?
Okay. So, okay. Calm me down.
Dairy, coffee. Do you drink coffee?
I love coffee. Oh. I drink a fresh pass a day.
You drink how much?
A French press a day, usually.
Oh,
well,
I don't know how much that is.
So, usually, I mean, it depends on how much is going on in my day, but usually, like, 3 cups. But see, that's what I'm saying. So, what, you can't have, you can't have alcohol, coffee, pizza, cheese,
bread?
Maybe
you could try cutting back on the coffee before you come to my podcast complaining about your diarrhea.
Well... See, but this is what causes me not to go see the gastroenterologist, because I'm scared I'm going to sit down and they're going to be like, no more pizza, no more,
okay, well,
you know.
We'll talk about, if you're not open to, you know, changing your lifestyle, that's fine. We can talk about other
stuff. I should probably try. Yeah. I'd rather just pop a pill.
Yeah, okay.
Solve all the problems.
Yeah, we'll see what we have for you. Anyway, yeah, they're studying a lot of, like, psych stuff, like stress relief stuff, yoga, meditation, acupuncture is all considered semi-legitimate. Not fully recommended yet, but they're studying.
So I try that.
So anyway, if you have diarrhea,
so obviously
you want to hydrate with Gatorade or Pedialyte or something if it's, like, you know, really watery.
So that would just be today.
Sure.
So, but are there medications?
Yes, we're going to talk about that, Brandy.
I'm sorry. I'm
okay,
not trying
so
to
over
like
the
that.
Counter. So we talked about lack already. If you think it's caused by lactose intolerance from dairy.
Okay.
So that's definitely an option. It's over the counter, pretty cheap, pretty sure. You could just try it like a couple of times before you eat some cheese and see what happens.
Okay.
Does it seem to be like related to meals?
I mean, it's just anytime I eat anything, really.
Okay.
I feel like, so my partner usually cooks for us, which makes me sound like a spoiled little but she doesn't because she likes to cook. Okay, I do the cleaning, she does the cooking. I'm not just a dead weight, but anyways, so she cooks pretty healthy meals Monday through Friday.
Yeah, well, actually, even on that FODMAP, the low FODMAP diet, they say to avoid insoluble fibers, and there's actually like healthy foods on those lists. So you might actually be able to like avoid eating some healthy foods.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, it's not all just yummy there's like good stuff. There's like certain vegetables and things that actually can trigger it. But yeah, so you can try lactose.
Okay.
Then there's fiber that you can buy over the counter, which actually it's usually used for like constipation, but it can actually help to like bulk up your poo. So you could try that. You ever heard of Pepto? Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah, I popped a couple.
Don't no.
Before I came here.
No, don't
what?
Take that. I mean, it's not a great option.
Oh,
I hate
come?
To tell you
been,
this.
That's what I've been taking.
Yeah, it's actually so definitely not really for IBS. They don't even talk about it in the guidelines. And,
wow, but that's like a whole. I feel like that's the main thing that people know about.
Yeah,
they're like, oh,
no,
you know,
it's
I'm
not very effective.
And
even for non-IBS diarrhea, the Imodium is way more effective, which is also over the counter. Anyway, no more Pepto for you.
Gosh.
I'm not in love with the Imodium. Do you know, have you seen Imodium before?
I don't think so.
It's also over the counter, right next to the Pepto. It's more effective than Pepto in general for like as needed for diarrhea. Wouldn't really help with IBS pain. That would probably be one of my first options for like diarrhea every once in a while. But also, if I have diarrhea, I tend to think it's probably some type of infection, and I just like to let it ride.
I've been letting it ride.
Technically, yeah, if you have a bacterial infection, that bacteria could be creating toxins, and you do actually need to flush it out. And it would be hard for you to know. I guess if you have a fever, that would be a sign that you have a bacterial infection,
yeah.
But it's hard to know, so I just like to let it ride. But anyway, yeah. Cool thing about this drug, it's technically like an opioid. It yeah, you know what those are.
Yeah, I do.
But it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier very much.
So I won't get high from it.
Not if you take a normal dose. Sometimes people like overdose on it to get slightly high, and then you can die from a heart attack if you do that.
Oh, gosh.
So it doesn't seem worth it.
Okay. How much are you giving? Just kidding.
Okay. Anyway, something I think me and you have talked about this before. Probiotics, also over the counter. I was actually surprised to find that the ACG, they're recommending against probiotics.
So probiotics are like the yogurt.
Or you can take it in a pill form. But yeah, they're in yogurt too. It's like good bacteria in a pill. But yeah, so they're saying there's not really enough evidence to know like which strains and concentrations might actually work. There's been studies that show that they work, but there's just so many studies and not enough like focusing on one strain of bacteria because there's so many different options. But anyway, for me, I think like they're so available. They're over the counter. They're not going to hurt you. Like sometimes they can make people feel bloated, but there's not any severe side effects. So I think it's worth a shot.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I'll try anything at this point.
Yeah, except, well, guess
except
what?
Not eating certain foods. Okay.
Guess what I got
take
for
away
you,
my
Brandy.
Taco Bell.
Guess what I have
what
in my
it?
Paper bag here. I've got you some, and this is not sponsored, by the way, but this is actually one of like the more studied probiotics, although the evidence is still kind of conflicting, and the ACG even talked about it and said that it's still conflicting with the.
Okay.
But
what kind is the again?
It's a Bifidobacterium infantis 35624.
Ah, makes I got it.
Yeah, so I got you some of that. I got you a month worth. And the reason why I like the probiotic because I like the concept of like taking it and then potentially it could restore the balance to your gut.
Oh, that
and
sounds
then
nice.
Theoretically, maybe you wouldn't have to take it forever.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got you some probiotics to try. And last thing, over the counter, have you ever tried any herbal products?
No.
One herbal product they actually mentioned in the guidelines was peppermint oil, and they suggest it. They do suggest peppermint oil. So basically, they've had studies where if you give peppermint oil to three people with IBS, one person will have their symptoms relieved by it. So that's a really good
like
response
completely?
Rate.
Okay.
Well, improvement. I don't know if it was like never, but they improved with it.
What about like peppermint teas and stuff?
I don't know about tea. I don't know if they had any studies about peppermint tea. But okay. I think the product I like best would be like an enteric coated capsule. That way it doesn't release until it gets to your past your stomach, because it can cause heartburn if it releases in your stomach. I would have bought you some of that if I hadn't like learned that at the last minute after I already got you the probiotics.
Well, that's okay. You've been too generous already.
I know. Okay, so last thing, let's just go through some of the prescription options, which maybe if you saw a real doctor, they might offer you some.
You're a real doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm technically
you're
a doctor.
You're a doctor. You're a pharmacist.
Anyway, so prescriptions. I've actually seen a lot of people get opium for diarrhea, which is a bit like extreme.
That's pretty extreme. That sounds like, okay.
So I don't think you're going to be able to find anyone who's going to prescribe
but
that
I am
for
interested
you.
In a more fun treatment. So that would be a little bit more fun. Or maybe if like shrooms helped or
weed helped
a little bit.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, maybe because weed like dries you out, so it could help. But they don't talk about that in the guidelines.
They want it. Lame.
But one thing they did talk about was fecal transplant. I don't know if you've ever heard of
this. Oh, my God. That sounds nasty. What is it?
That's basically when, like, one of your family members, like, puts their in a capsule and then you take it.
What? That's where you eat your family's
Well, they can
poop?
Also do it, like, we can also go up your butt.
But what is that supposed
butt.
To do?
Well, it's basically to give you the like good bacteria in that person's poo, you know?
Does that work for people?
Well, it works for C. diff, but there's not enough evidence in IBS, so it's recommended against by the American College of Gastroenterology.
Okay.
So don't do that.
Definitely
or
not my...
save it, you know, last resort, maybe.
Yeah. My dad has the same problem I do, so he shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that wouldn't help.
But my sister's a pretty healthy gal.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask her for a capsule. No, I really don't want to eat someone's.
Yeah. I mean, really you don't really have pain. So there's actually like a couple of options here that probably wouldn't be, you know, helpful for you. But same thing with like the antidepressants. Mm. They're really more for like the pain because they kind of affect the nerves.
Oh.
So like sensitivity. Although maybe like nerves could relate to, you know, your gut sending stuff along too
much. Antidepressants? Can help with diarrhea?
They're called like neuromodulators now, but that's what they originally were used for, was for depression.
Oh, so if you have like depression and diarrhea, you could.
Well, even people who don't have depression, they use these because they kind of like calm down the nerves. But anyway, you don't really. I don't know. I guess I don't know. That would be something interesting to ask a real gastroenterologist about, is if they would consider an antidepressant in someone who's not having the pain. But anyway, so three more options. These are all very expensive, but probably the Zyf would be one of the first ones recommended by a gastro if you went to see a specialist. But it's brand name only. It's like $2,000 for a 2-week course without insurance. That's without insurance. So if your insurance covers it, your insurance might cover it if you like try something else first. You have to take it 3 times a day for 2 weeks, and then like 64% of people relapse and have symptoms again within 18 weeks.
And well, that would be cool to not have diarrhea for 18 weeks,
though. Yeah. You know, I mean, maybe this could work for you. This would be probably my first choice of like really expensive prescription if none of the other like cheaper options worked.
Okay.
Especially if your insurance covers it, obviously. But then there's these two other meds, Vibrio and Lotrix, and they're both. Actually, the Lotrix is available generic, but it's $1,000 without insurance, $250 with good. But that one you have to like sign extra paperwork because you can die from it more easily because it can actually stop blood flow to your colon, which could lead to your colon having a hole in it.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, but it's only in 0.2% of people.
Well, that's pretty low, but that's pretty serious.
Yeah, but that one's pretty interesting because it acts on serotonin receptors for whatever that's worth. People love serotonin these days.
Would that
days.
Also help with depression?
No, because it only acts, as far as I know, on the receptors in the gut.
Oh.
That one's also...
I have serotonin in my gut.
Yes, you do. It's kind of interesting because it's only approved for women, so apparently it doesn't help men, I guess. In the studies, at least, they couldn't show that it helped men.
Mm.
And then...
Suckers.
Yeah. Then the Vibrio, that one's also kind of like an opioid.
All right.
But it's not. It's also not absorbed very much, so it's still controlled, though.
But it doesn't seem that great.
Yeah, it's $1,500 for 30 days, and it was only about 10% more effective than the placebo.
How much is it?
$1,500 for a 30-day supply.
This is pricey.
And it seems like something, just based on the mechanism, it seems like it's not really solving a problem. So you'd probably have to take it like forever.
Oh, okay. It's just treating us. Yeah. It's not getting to the root of the issue.
Right. So anyway, I don't love that one. Also can give you pancreatitis.
Okay. Good side note. That sounds serious.
Anyway, so that's everything.
That's all.
How was
okay.
that? Was that?
I mean,
that
I feel
on way too long.
Well, no, but I feel just as confused. I mean, I'll just see it now.
Thanks for listening to Snadnot. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating to Elizabeth Jokes on Venmo, Cash App, or Patreon. Check the episode description to find our guests on the internet. Compliments or topic suggestions can be sent to Elizabeth Jokes via Instagram.